EIQC。
Another holiday. Good afternoon. Welcome to another holiday. It's always a holiday here on AM 600's Travel Show. I'm Janice Kirshner, and of course we've got... Oh, today we can drive there. This is great. We can drive to a place. No planes, no trains, no automobiles. Here's Stephen Pickford.
Well, yes, good afternoon. It's a pleasure once again to be here. I'm joined in studio by one of our senior panelists, as always, Willem Backus.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Montreal travel journalist. Today we'll be talking about New Hampshire, the Granite State, and in a few minutes we'll be joined on the line by Amanda Ober, a former junior Miss New Hampshire, who spent a good 10, 12 years as a New Hampshire broadcast journalist. Actually, today is her moving day. She's moving to Orlando to take up a new position down at the NBC station, so we're catching her around 2 hours before she catches her goodbye flight to her home state.
I'm impressed she's going to take that time to talk to us.
Well, this I'm is impressed. Canada's first station, so that's why she's taking the time.
Someone to be impressed, actually, was with Stephen Pickford, the man who actually gets anybody on the show.
I tell you.
Just contact them, and they're more than happy to be on our program. This week, as well, we have another winner of our box of 25 diskettes from Saturnus True Data Services. And this week, that box goes to Sergit Mataru of Beaconsfield. He gave me a call and suggested that whenever we talk about a destination, he would be most happy to hear a bird watching expedition. So all the news about where he can go and see different species. And he's going to have that information provided today when we talk about New Hampshire. There's a great area in New Hampshire. We're also heading down after the show to the north of Boston area. That'll be a future edition, and there's great bird watching in north of Boston as well, the Plum Island Reserve. So Sergit, keep listening, and if you'd like to enter your name in the draw for either the box of 25 diskettes or a 25th anniversary black and yellow cap from Saturnus, write us with your suggestions for future stories that you'd like to here on the program. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. The fax number is 626-3138. And our email address is travelworld, lowercase letters, all one word, at reporters.net.
Well, Steve, this is exciting. Going down to New Hampshire, and today we're in fact flying Air Subaru down the 89 through New Hampshire to... again, my favorite beach vacation, that's Salisbury Beach.
Right, Salisbury Beach, Amesbury, Newburyport. We're heading down there right after the show, and we'll be talking about them in a couple of weeks here on Travel World. It's really the closest beach, the most easily accessible beach area to Montreal, and it's so unspoiled, so undiscovered. There's hardly anyone on the beach, but not for long after people hear about it here on Travel World. And in keeping with the theme of New Hampshire, this week on Travel World, we'll be talking later, as I mentioned, with Amanda Ober and also about the Lakes region with Sandy Mucci from the Lakes region of the Granite State. There are some festivals and different things for people planning ahead going on in the state. One of those is the 6th annual North Country Moose Festival in Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's happening.
Bring your Canadian 25-cent piece? Or no, that's a caribou. That's
no,
not
that's
a moose,
caribou, eh? Not a moose. So.
Now, is that different moose cooked just in different kinds of dishes and all kinds of different...
Well, no, you have to bring your own moose, actually.
They're starting off with a moose calling contest and other moose-oriented fun.
I wonder if we have a moose call on the CD.
I don't think so, but we can always record
that
one.
That seems like such a... Now, I know it's in New Hampshire, but for some reason it strikes me as such a wonderfully Canadian thing to do, eh?
Like, well, the moose calling festival.
Oh, that sounds like a hoot.
They may be Canadian.
I don't know if we're going to play bum darts or moose calls.
They will come from across the border, maybe. Maybe they're really Canadian moose. Maybe they're,
it's
an international competition, you know, they cross.
That's what the moose crossing is for.
Whenever you see one of those signs on the highway that says moose crossing, how do the moose know how to read where to cross
there
the road?
Where is this,
this is
Moose Festival?
This
Pittsburgh.
Is in Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, August
That's
22nd
cool.
to 24th. And they also have a Mardi Gras street parade and entertainment included. And in the Seacoast region, the annual Seafood Festival at Hampton Beach is coming up September 6th and 7th. More than 50 area restaurants participate in this tantalizing event. They have entertainment and a fireworks display. and that's an area where many Montrealers head down, Hampton Beach, that 18 miles of coastline. A lot of people don't think
miles and miles of beach here.
Is that the Hamptons? Is that
No, the Hamptons is Long Island.
But Hampton Beach is actually north of Salisbury Beach.
Just north, around 3 miles north. It's right above the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border.
I think they call it Salisbury Beach or something.
Yeah, they pronounce it the American way to Salisbury Beach. The I is silent. It's a silent I. Salisbury Beach, you know.
We'll be staying over at the South Chalet Hotel, which is not far from Yeo Geo Dealer.
Right. It's right on the Highway 110. It's very easily accessible. So you're on 4 miles from the beach.
The beach.
The beach is fast approaching. And the other festival that we have here is the 121st Annual Deerfield Fair. And that's coming up the end of September, 25th to 28th. It's New England's oldest family fair. And it includes everything from showmanship of horses and champion vegetable exhibits to woodsman's contests, horse and oxen pulling, a pig scramble. Now, I can't really imagine a pig scramble.
How many eggs do you need for that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, a pig omelet, maybe, you know. It's, well,
chicken fight.
So what is this called again?
It's called the 121st Annual Deerfield Fair, and that's in the Merrimack Valley area. That's where Amanda Ober is from, so I'll see if she knows anything about the Deerfield Fair when we talk to her. Because
I wonder if they have this kind of thing in West Virginia, Steve.
Maybe. I think I probably do a lot of things with pigs in West Virginia. But the pig scramble, I don't know, is that a new way to have a ham and egg omelet? You know,
Where is the Deerfield?
Deerfield is in the Manchester, Nashua area, sort of southeast corner of the state. And, it's a lot of things going on in New Hampshire. And, of course, we'll be heading down through the state and seeing some of that that shortly. It's
welcome to the free world in New Hampshire. Right. And it actually says live free or die on their on their license plates, which is a paraphrase from Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death, New Hampshire.
Right.
And of course it's a drive destination, as we know, whether you're taking air Subaru low to the ground and
or whether if you don't have your own car, it's good
rent
idea.
Rent
a car from Enterprise.
And our own Janice Kirshner, once again, has rented an Enterprise car. We are so proud of her.
Yes, she, you know,
I was just
took our
I
advice.
I just didn't believe you guys, actually. I was
but
doing
did
my own
we say,
research.
Is it the truth? We speak
the
truth, right?
It was the truth.
Yeah, everything that comes out of our mouths is the absolute, absolute truth.
At least on the radio,
is that deal staying the same?
Yeah, and for the until the end of the summer, until Labor Day weekend.
Okay, because actually the one we spoke to said it wasn't going to be $9.99 a day anymore.
Did you tell her you heard it on AM 600?
Well, I said, you know what, he said, well, next week it's going to be whatever, 15 or something. And I thought, I'll just see what ad we, see what we have to say, and then I'll know.
Right. No, it's until Labor Day, but people have to mention that they've heard it.
Okay.
They're dropping their advertising in, let's say, the Gazette openly, but if people mention it.
That's what I was going to say. I said, well, I'm sure if you mention that you've heard it, then they've got to honor it. So there you
bet.
Go. There you go.
We do check things out here on Travel World.
Right. It is a limited time offer, but Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates, and you can get any size vehicle right up to a full size for an outstanding $29.97, and that's for the entire weekend from Friday to Monday, not per day. It works out to $9.99 a day with 2,500 free kilometers included. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door. You don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to your door, and all you dial is 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical. 3 days for $29.97 total. You just pay for the fuel you use, tax, and optional insurance. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, I don't need to keep looking at the odometer. I mean, even I can't use 2,500 free kilometers on the weekend.
Right. You can get down to New Hampshire, wherever you're interested in going. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. Enterprise really has something for everyone this summer.
And when you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
So,
and that's all their locations that offer this.
Right, all the locations in metropolitan Montreal. If you went to Des Moines, Iowa, you heard on AM 600, but the ones in Montreal.
Well, even if you wanted to, you know, rent a car to get to the hobby store in Ottawa, I mean, you could definitely do this. You call them up, they come and get you.
But you've got to say, at this point, you probably have to say you heard it on
Travel World.
Heard it on Travel World. And it's 2,500 kilometers if you've heard it on Travel World.
There's benefits to listening to the show.
There are lots of benefits.
So. Why don't we go to the phones and then take a quick break?
Yes, Morty. Good afternoon.
Go ahead, Morty.
I was wondering about having a camping trip to Lake Sunapee and then hit the beach, the campsites at Hampton Beach. Would you suggest a week for this, or?
Yeah, take a full week. Go to Lake Sunapee first, and then that'll give you sort of the inland lake, freshwater lake experience, and then head down to the Hampton Beach area. That's a great way of doing things. Spend around 3 days in each area.
Okay. And when's the best time of year to go there?
Well, summertime is probably the perfect time. I went once to New Hampshire in the wintertime, and it was a very freezing cold, and a lot of things were shut down. So right from around mid-May through Canadian Thanksgiving, mid-October, that's the great time to go.
That coincides with turtle mating season, Lake Sunapee, late October, and they hibernate for the winter, and then usually when you get to Hampton Beach, it's not so crowded, so you can see all the sights and everything's still open, and it's beautiful that time of year.
Right, it really is. I mean, by going right after, anytime really after Labor Day, it's what they call Indian summer, and that is the time to go and avoid the crowds, get the low season rates, see everything at your own leisure.
We have some really well-informed listeners, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for calling.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with someone who's got the real scoop on New Hampshire. Stay listening to AM 600.
Did you know that one-third of the population of Laval lives in Chomedey and Sainte-Dorothée, and that the average income per family in Chomedey and Sainte-Dorothée is $70,000? Did you know that more than 60% of them are Anglophones? Reaching these consumers is a plus for any business, and reaching those consumers is the business of the Chomedey News. Laval's only English paper delivered free is read by more than 100,000 consumers. The Chomedey News, your success is their business. To place your ads in the Chomedey News, call 978-9999.
Hurry into C-Day Nissan and be among the very first to own a brand new 1998 Nissan Altima, Maxima, or Pathfinder. Yes, the latest Nissans have arrived, but they're going fast. So come on in and lease or buy your favorite Nissan at C-Day Nissan, your Nissan dealer in the heart of the city. C-Day Nissan, the place to be to see brand new 1998 Nissans. C-Day Nissan at 3500 Jontalaw West, C-Day Nissan.
This is Willem Backus. Listen to Travel World every Saturday from 12 to 1 here on AM 600 CIQC for something refreshingly new. And get a break from the usual language and constitution.
That's okay. I can do that with you.
The only language you'll hear about on Travel World is the language of travel. And the only constitution you'll ever hear about is Stephen's Iron Constitution.
Yes, I can feel my stomach moving right now.
Instead of
whale watching, feel your lunch come up.
Try to calm down.
Yeah, I'm going to try to calm down.
Lunch is coming up in a couple of minutes.
In more ways than one.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So these two guys go into a bar.
Yeah,
these two guys go into a bar, but the monkey won't go in.
What monkey?
Didn't I mention they have a monkey?
No.
Oh, well, they have a monkey. Sure, you gotta know about the monkey. It's important later on.
Okay, they got a monkey.
I can't believe I forgot the monkey.
Right.
Okay, so they all go into the restaurant.
Bar.
Right, they all go into the bar, but the priest is limping.
What priest?
I mentioned the priest.
No.
Well, he's one of the guys.
You never said.
He's one of the guys.
No, okay, right.
One of the guys who go into the restaurant.
But,
with the gorilla.
What gorilla?
The Comedy Nest Roadshow Radio Hour. Comedy every Saturday afternoon at 4, because some things are worth remembering.
You said monkey.
Oh, well, I meant gorilla. Anyway, they all go into the synagogue.
Oh.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I call 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought bought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disc, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Welcome back to AM 600 and Travel World. Oh, here's the music. Oh, I love that.
Another holiday.
I was probably supposed to start after that music, but I couldn't wait. We got someone on the line who's got a plane to catch.
Yes, Amanda Ober joins us now on the line. She's spent all her life in New Hampshire, and she is going to tell us the places that she has found special picks for our listeners.
As she finally leaves the place she spent her life.
Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Three of us.
Right, there's three of us actually here. We're just doing voices in here, so it makes the impression, right?
Oh, okay. I apologize. I just tuned in.
And, well, I know you're a very busy lady today. I'm glad you could join us.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled to join you. New Hampshire is such a beautiful state, and it's my home, and it's so much fun to be able to talk about it.
So you're in the Manchester area, and
yes.
Let's start with the Southern New Hampshire region. There's just a lot to do just in Southern New Hampshire, which a lot of people here in Montreal, they just bypass and go to the Lakes region. We'll be talking about the Lakes region in around 10 minutes, or they go to, you know, the seacoast. But Southern New Hampshire is a lot of things all on its own.
Absolutely. Not only does Southern New Hampshire have a gorgeous coastline, which I know many folks are familiar with, but also the largest city in the tri-state area of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine is Manchester. It's very historic. There are a lot of neat places to explore, a lot of arts and culture. Then you have Concord, which is the state capital. There's also a lot of arts and culture there. And then Salem and Nashua, so there's plenty to do.
Right, like Salem, the recreation park there, I mean, how do you pronounce it? Canobie Park. Lake Park.
It's pronounced Canobie Lake Park.
Okay.
And that is a wonderful place to visit. That actually opened back in 1902, and it was heralded as one of the finest pleasure resorts in New England. And today, the antique carousel and the paddle wheel riverboat are still there, and it's just a wonderful family park. But they've also added some high-tech thrills and a great roller coaster. So that's a fun place for families.
A roller coaster. I got to add that the Salem area of New Hampshire should not be confused with Salem in Boston or north of Boston, which is where the witches were.
That's right. That's another city that's great to visit, but that is in the North Shore of Massachusetts. But Salem, New Hampshire is right on the Massachusetts border. And in addition to Canobie Lake Park, there's another wonderful park for tourists to visit, Rockingham Park. They have live thoroughbred racing from June through September. And right next to Rockingham Park is a wonderful new mall that was just built, oh, I would say maybe 5-6 years ago, the mall at Rockingham Park, which has some great tax-free shopping. So that's a lot of fun.
Right, a lot of things to do just in Salem. And as I say, people don't necessarily even know where Salem is, or they misconstrue which state it's in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nashua itself, I mean, they've spent a lot of time revitalizing their Main Street area. Really, it's like a traditional American Main Street these days.
It is. And you know, it's, when I first started my broadcasting career in New Hampshire, working for WMUR-TV, I was the Nashua correspondent for a little over a year, so I got to know the city fairly well. And they do have a very wonderful downtown. It's called Main Street, just like most Main Streets in America. And there's some great restaurants. One of them is called Martha's Exchange, and it's a brew pub, and it's where all the locals tend to gather. It's kind of a hot spot. And there's wonderful shopping in South Nashua, the Pheasant Lane Mall. Again, you have that great tax-free shopping. So there's lots to do and see in Nashua as well.
New Hampshire is tax-free pretty much everywhere, is it not?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My.
And a lot of factory outlets in different other parts of the state, and it's also one of those states where, I mean, we always used to stop when we went down through the Monadnock region years ago through Keene, and we would always stop and load up on liquor. I mean, it's probably the only state where there's a liquor store right on the interstate. You know, get your liquor and your New Hampshire lottery tickets before you hit the interstate.
That's right. A lot of people go ahead and take advantage of that. And it is a very convenient way to stock up on your wine and your alcohol. And, you know, another interesting note about Nashua, before we get off the subject, it was just named the number one city in the United States for livability. Money Magazine, which you may be familiar with, does an annual ranking, and Nashua was listed as number one.
How big is that city?
I believe the population of Nashua is about 80,000.
Okay.
So it's not a small city.
No.
It's a medium-sized city, and the greater Manchester area, I was reading, is around a quarter of a million people these days. So.
Yes, 225,000. Manchester is a bustling city.
These are not quaint little towns we're talking about then. These are real, lots of culture. You can get all the real stuff, real cosmopolitan, I guess.
Yes, but you know what's interesting? Both Nashua and Manchester, there are a lot of quaint cities within a very short distance surrounding those areas that are fun to visit. For example, if you drive just maybe 10-15 minutes west from Nashua, you go into more rural areas, including the towns of Brookline and Hollis, which are just lovely, rolling farmlands, quaint traditional New England homes, very scenic.
Right, the images that we sort of place upon New Hampshire or upon New England as a whole, they can be found really not too far away from these major cities with all of the amenities and all of the services.
Absolutely. And, you know, right outside of Manchester is the city that I actually grew up in, or I should say town, of Bedford, New Hampshire, which is so quaint and lovely. And there's a terrific inn and restaurant in Bedford called the Bedford Village Inn. And if someone were planning to spend the night or perhaps longer visiting the Manchester area, I would highly recommend staying there because it's only a few minutes from downtown Manchester, but yet you feel like you're out in the country, and it's this lovely, huge, old, historic barn that has been turned into an inn, and all of the rooms are decorated with hand-picked antiques, and they have a terrific restaurant.
Wow. How far is Manchester from Montreal?
I believe the last time I made the trip, it took about 5 hours.
Okay.
Right, it's 243 miles approximately. So.
And then from Manchester to Boston, if you had more time and wanted to continue on to some other, what's the distance there?
Manchester to Boston is just a little under an hour.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, unless you hit traffic. Now, if you go during rush hour in the morning or in the afternoon, it can be, hour 15. But it's not a bad drive at all, and it's straight highway the whole way.
No, it's very easy to get around because all of the southern New Hampshire, destinations are right within, a few miles of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take a short break in just a few seconds. We're going to continue on with the Lakes region of New Hampshire, and I know you've visited that region. I don't think, is there any region of New Hampshire you haven't really visited, Amanda?
Probably not, Stephen, because I've grown up here. This is home, and I've really taken advantage of all the beauty that New Hampshire has to offer, from hiking the White Mountains to enjoying the beautiful lakes to I actually lived on the seacoast in Portsmouth for a while. So I know the state pretty well.
Now, do you have the time to stay with us for a few more minutes?
For a few more minutes, absolutely.
Great. So we will take a short break and come back with more from Amanda, more about New Hampshire. Stay listening.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of experience at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. For your children's investments, growth is the key, and GICs and CSBs just don't do that anymore. The Universal European Opportunities Fund from Mackenzie has enjoyed since its inception an average return of 29.6% by unlocking shareholder value within a mixture of mature and emerging markets and special situations including privatizations and turnarounds. As well, it is fully eligible for RESPs and can make up to the 20% foreign content provision of an RRSP. Europe is the most conservative market outside of North America and represents a market of $3 trillion, 25% of the world's equity capital. Can you afford not to enjoy the growth potential this represents for your investment portfolio and that of your children? Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie's Universal Funds. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wishnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence with Mackenzie. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Hi, I'm Ira Gladstone, Mr. Fix-It. At Mr. Fix-It, our factory-trained electronic technicians are experienced in the repair of microwaves, answering machines, cordless phones, TVs, and VCRs. There may not be a need to replace a piece of equipment that has lasted for years. Your older VCR was built to last. Give it a chance. Let Mr. Fix-It check it out at 4652 DeCary, between Queen Mary and Coat St. Luke Road. Mr. Fix-It, 484-8332. That's 484-8332.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about MH Grover's annual summer sale. 20 to 50% off all summer men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Gila Rush, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and more. The annual MH Grover summer sale, 20 to 50% off all summer stock right now. MH Grover, 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771. The only place for the best selection for big and tall men.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine, telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Steve Kimmel from Rogers Television in Toronto. Stay listening to Montreal's Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Holiday.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Lands not so distant, but very beautiful.
Yes, we're talking about New Hampshire today. We have Amanda Ober on the line with us. Still there, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
And Sandy Mucci is on line one as well, trying to join us in the conversation. She's the executive director of the Lakes Region Association down in Center Harbor, New Hampshire. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And so let's sort of head a little further north in the state with our discussion. We just talked briefly about southern New Hampshire, but now let's get into the Lakes region with the two of you. Both of you have a lot of things, I guess, to say about the Lakes region and its beauty. I was there around 2 years ago, but it was December, so I guess I didn't see it in its full light.
It's beautiful in December.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell my traveling companions. See past the snow, the ice, and the wind. But what's going on really this time of year down in the Lakes region?
Well, I went on the Lakes region website and downloaded the calendar of events for August, September, and October, and it turns out there are 12 pages of things to do, of events for those 3 months in the Lakes region.
Well, I know, for example, you have the 18th Annual Lakes Region Fine Arts and Crafts Festival coming up next weekend.
That's in Meredith. And what they do, that's been going on for a long time, and they close down the street
And all of people from actually all over the country come to display their arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh, boy. I know a certain Mary who would love that.
They also have they have bands that are playing, and it's a very, very festive atmosphere. And, of course, the lake is right there. So you get to, the boats come in. People come in by boat to look at the crafts and so on.
Now, Amanda, what type of places have you visited in the Lakes region that you would like to sort of introduce our listeners to?
Sure. Well, you know, I love the outdoors, and there's so much natural beauty in the Lakes region. And one of my favorite spots to visit is Newfound Lake, which is in Bristol, New Hampshire. It's not far off Route 93, which is the main north-south route through that area. And Newfound Lake, I believe at one time, was rated one of the cleanest lakes in America. The water is crystal clear. And there's a lovely state park there called Wellington State Park that has very nice walking trails and picnicking facilities. But the other thing that's my absolute favorite to take visitors to enjoy is a ride on the MS Mount Washington on Lake Winnipesaukee. It is the quintessential Lakes Region experience, and you really get a feel for the history of Lake Winnipesaukee. You get a chance to tour the whole perimeter of the lake, so that's something I would encourage everyone to check out.
Right, because that really symbolizes the Lakes Region for everyone, is that cruise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Where is the Lakes Region?
Well, Sandy, I'm going to let you answer that because you would be able to describe probably better than I.
It's in the middle of the state. Actually, Ashland, which is in the center of the Lakes region, is the geographic center of New Hampshire. And it starts just a little bit north of Concord, which is the capital, and it ends when it gets to the White Mountains.
So it's really sort of the central part of the state. Now, the Lakes region encompasses 273 various lakes and ponds. I guess that's why
pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, why they call it the Lakes region.
Yes, I think Mike would appreciate that, certainly.
And a lot, it's really a family-oriented destination. A lot of summertime fun for the entire family.
Yes, lots of the communities have old home weeks. Many of the towns in the Lakes region have developed over the last year walking tours, historical walking tours to the town, so the whole family can take a walking tour and see the different historical buildings, look up old graveyards. There are lots of interesting things like that to do in all of the different towns throughout the Lakes region.
And I noticed that, for example, when we were down there, we stayed at a property in Guilford called the Misty Harbor All Suites. And, I mean, a lot of properties like that where they're almost like condominiums, all suites, great for families as well.
Yes, and many people, because we have so many lakes in the Lakes region, there are lots and lots of seasonal homes, and many people will rent a home on the lake for a week or 2 weeks or a month, or the lucky ones for the whole summer.
Now, how would you do that? Is there a website for that, or what would be a good way to do that?
The information is on the website. There are many realtors, basically, in the Lakes region who handle these rental properties.
Right. Now, we'll give out your toll-free number at the end of the program. Now, Amanda, do I take it you're a shopper?
Yes. How did you guess?
A professional shopper, not unlike a certain Mary.
And so, again, the Lakes region has great shopping. You don't have to go to, let's say, North Conway. I mean, the Lakes region has it.
You're so right, Stephen. In Tilton, New Hampshire, they just a few years back opened up a wonderful outlet mall, and that also is very accessible. It's literally right off Route 93. And great, great shopping. And again, you've got that tax-free advantage.
Tax-free.
Did I hear tax-free?
Yeah, tax-free. And it avoids the crowds because I know North Conway, I mean, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. But, I mean, you go to the Lakes region and you don't get those crowds. I mean, you can sort of shop in an unhurried atmosphere.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other shopping that is very unique to the Lakes region is all of the wonderful antique stores. If you love antiques, it's a terrific place to just, you know, take a Saturday or Sunday and look around.
And also, we went in, I was dragged in there against my will, but it was interesting once I got in the door. The Keepsake Quilting and Country Pleasures in Cedar Harbor, it bills itself as America's largest quilt shop with 6,000 bolts of cotton fabric. So,
wow.
I mean, went in there, I guess.
Now kicking and screaming. This is the man who initiated our visit to the Lowell Quilt Museum.
Oh, yes.
We enjoyed ourselves, too.
We enjoyed ourselves. We always enjoy ourselves when we go to some place. It's always something new and exciting to see and experience, because those things just aren't around here. They're, you know, that's part of the vacation experience.
Actually, yeah, New Hampshire, New England, it's very craft-oriented. And even if they are kind of bigger towns, I always feel that they really honor the architecture, and they keep that feeling of that time.
Yeah, right. It's a whole different era.
Yeah.
Speaking of wonderful crafts and the Lakes region, we would be remiss to leave out the Annalee Doll Factory. I know you've probably heard of
it. Right, I've heard of it. Yeah, we didn't visit it, but we've certainly heard about it.
Well, Annalee Dolls are just, they're so much fun. They're collectible dolls. And they have very animated faces. They're all hand-painted, and they have wires so that you can form their stance, and they're a neat little collector's item. And they're all made right there in the Lakes region, and you can visit the factory, and there's an Annalee Doll Museum, and that's a lot of fun, especially for young children.
Where exactly is this factory? Because I know Mary's going to want to go.
Yeah, Sandy, you probably could describe better than I.
Boy, Mandy, you really do know the Lakes region. I'm impressed.
The
Annalee's Factory Store and Museum is right off Route 104 in Meredith. So it's very, very easy to find.
How far is this from Manchester?
Well, it depends on how fast you drive, but an hour.
Air Subaru.
No, legally.
Yeah, it's about an hour to get from downtown Manchester to Meredith or Center Harbor, which are the towns, you know, around the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee. It's about an hour.
And one restaurant that we went to, which was very unique, was...
Friendly's.
No.
Yes, Hart's is a friendly place.
Yeah, Hart's Turkey Farm. Yes, Hart's Turkey Farm, where every day is Thanksgiving. And I only learned going there that when gobble gobble is actually turkey talk for welcome friend. And there was a rubber turkey in the front of the restaurant, and it says our founder Tom. So I mean, lots of memories.
Tom was the rubber turkey.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But Hart's was a great place to eat, for if you love turkey, everything to do with turkey.
And a very great, good family restaurant too.
Give you half a bird.
Well, you can bring your kids, and everybody can and get good food and still enjoy yourselves and relax.
Yeah.
It's a great place for families to go to.
Now, Sandy, you know, my favorite restaurant in the Lakes region, and I bet you'll agree, is the Common Man in Ashland. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. And actually, the Common Man has another sister restaurant that's right on Meredith Bay called the Boathouse Grill.
Oh, yes. You know what I love about the Common Man? It's so much fun. Not only do they bring out a recipe box that has the recipes for all of their entrees so you can see how they're made and see what the ingredients are, but when they bring you your check at the end of the meal, their signature is a big chunk of white chocolate.
Yes.
White chocolate?
Makes me happy.
Now, Mary's going to want to go for sure. Now, I got a question for you. We went down to Manchester, and if we go up there as well. Now, is there any hotels or places that you know that we can actually bring a dog, because I know Robbie's going to want to come along as well.
In Manchester? Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I really don't, but I would imagine there must be some.
There are, but that's a trick question.
Hence the interview question, yes.
Right.
You would have to call ahead and find out.
Right, and find out, because...
Auberge VIP.
Or leave the dog here with Auberge VIP. But if you take the dog with you, some dogs are more better behaved than the people who are actually occupying the room. That's what we found.
Yeah.
It's more a difficulty with other guests. Some people are allergic to dogs or afraid of dogs.
Well, they have extra cleaning services. For instance, at the Hampton Inn in Burlington, they welcome your pets down there, which was something kind of nice. So if you're going to go down for a weekend or something like that, yeah, Robbie is welcome, and Sammy and Trixie probably too, and Peter the cat.
Right. So if you two ladies can hold on for another minute or so, a few minutes, I'd like to continue our discussion for a few minutes after our next commercial break.
That would be wonderful.
Nice to have you on.
We'll be right back. Stay listening to AM 600.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about M.H. Grover's annual summer sale. 20 to 50% off all summer men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Gila Rush, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and more. The annual M.H. Grover summer sale, 20 to 50% off all summer stock right now. M.H. Grover, 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771. The only place for the best selection for big and tall men.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Did you know that one-third of the population of Laval lives in Chomedey and Sainte-Dorothée, and that the average income per family in Chomedey and Sainte-Dorothée is $70,000? Did you know that more than 60% of them are Anglophones? Reaching these consumers is a plus for any business, and reaching those consumers is the business of the Chomedey News. Laval's only English paper delivered free is read by more than 100,000 consumers. The Chomedey News, your success is their business. To place your ads in the Chomedey News, call 978-9999.
Get golfing with the Gazette. Win a weekend golf getaway at Auberge Bromont, or a foursome in the AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour 97 at Bromont August 31st. Look for your entry coupons in today's Gazette. The Gazette, it's more than a newspaper, it's the English language daily.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hello, this is Andrew Bone from Music Plus. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. And we've been talking to Sandy Mucci and Amanda Ober about New Hampshire. And you can just pop over for the weekend.
Just
actually.
A weekend destination, yeah. So close to home, yet
it's so undiscovered. New Hampshire is for me.
people really owe it to themselves to get down there, because a lot of people just think of Vermont as, you know, just over the border. But I mean, just a few hours more and you're in New Hampshire. It's not. You know, head east along Auto Route 10 and cross over at Newport, Vermont, and down through St. Johnsbury, and you're in New Hampshire. It's only around 3 hours away to the northern part of the state.
And what a beautiful drive, too. All those mountains. I mean, it's such a picturesque trip. It's really beautiful.
Sandy, do you have that website handy for New Hampshire events?
Yes, I do. It's Lakes Region, all lowercase, one word, dot org.
Easy enough.
The only thing that's a little funny about it is it doesn't have the www in front of it.
Right, it's just the http://, just http colon lakesregion.org. Okay.
And we update that constantly.
And,
great.
And also for general information on the state itself, the toll-free number for the state of New Hampshire is 1-800-FUNINNH, F-U-N-I-N-N-H, and the state website is www.visitnh.gov. And the toll-free number as well for the Lakes region is 1-800-60-LAKES. I guess that worked out better into seven digits than 1-800-273-LAKES, did it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Couldn't get the exchange, I suppose.
Right, or well, maybe with the new 888 toll-frees, maybe. Now, let's continue with our discussion. We have around 6-7 minutes left before we have to bid fond farewell to our newfound friends here on Travel World.
And cherish forever happy memories.
Well, or make new memories in the months to come. Amanda, other areas of the Lakes region, what, for example, when you go to the Lakes region, outdoor life, you mentioned earlier you love the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
What is the major outdoor thing you like to do when you go to the Lakes region?
Well, water sports are obviously huge in the Lakes region. There's a lot of boating and jet skiing and a lot of access to that type of thing, so I will often take advantage of that. But I'm also a hiker, and there are some very nice day hikes. You know, mountains you can climb that aren't too difficult or challenging right in the Lakes region. And one of my favorites is Mount Cardigan. It's a very nice hike, and you get a beautiful sweeping panoramic view of all of the lakes in the area.
No, it's sort of beautiful because you're so far removed from everything, but so near a lot of great places. Sandy, if we can also just mention a few things that are coming up other than the Arts and Crafts Festival. Foliage season is also coming up, and a lot of Montrealers, just as I say, head down to Vermont, but fall foliage is New Hampshire as well, very popular.
Well, one of the best places to see the fall foliage is from a place in the Lakes region called the Castle in the Clouds, which is an estate that was built on top of one of the tallest mountains in the Ossipee Range. And when you get up to the top of there, there's a broad spectrum of the fall foliage colors and then the blue, blue lakes. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Where is Castle in the Clouds?
That's in Moultonboro.
And really, Castle Springs, it's a mineral water there, is there not?
Yes, and Lucknow beer, which the name of the house when it was built was called Lucknow. So they use all that pure water to make beer as well.
Is there a number for the foliage? I know there is one for some other places
in
New England.
Yeah, do you have a special number for fall foliage? Or should
when
just
it starts and that kind of thing? Kind
that
of
would be
updated?
The New Hampshire, State of New Hampshire 800 number.
Right, okay. They can give updates at 1-800-FUN-INNH. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And the other thing that you can do in New Hampshire in the fall and or even now and right on through is a place called the Science Center of New Hampshire, which is in Holderness, and they have pontoon boats that go out into Squam Lake, which is another one of a beautiful lake in the Lakes region, and they have nature trails and lots of animals and talks, and it's a great, again, a great family place, but just adults.
Jeeps?
Tanks and jeeps, and there's a plane in there.
Oh, wow.
And now it's turned into a collection of all kinds of things about the home front and the war front during World War II, and there are actually quite a few things about Canada in there.
I think our good friend Morty would be very interested. Where exactly is this now?
That is in downtown Wolfboro.
Oh boy!
Now, how big is Wolfboro? That's sort of on the southeastern end of the Lakes region, as I remember.
Yes, it is. What do you mean by how big is it?
Well, I mean you said downtown Wolfboro.
Oh, it's not a problem. If you get to Wolfboro, you'll be able to find the Wright Museum very easily, and you'll know you're there because on the front of the building there's actually a tank coming out of the wall.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty clearly worked then.
Now,
yes.
Amanda, we know that you're probably happily now going on to different things down in Florida, but it must be something leaving your home state of New Hampshire.
Right, after all these years growing up there, living all your life in New Hampshire, what will be your number one memories of the state that you will take with you?
Oh, gosh, that's so difficult to say. But honestly, I think it will just be the natural beauty, the change of seasons, the quaintness of all the lovely New England towns. It's just so unique. And I've been fortunate to travel quite a bit around the country and have never quite found anything like it. So in my heart, not only will New Hampshire always be home, but I have a suspicion I might end up back there someday.
Right. Returning back to your roots eventually. One thing you don't have to worry about, didn't have to worry about in New Hampshire is the hurricane season. They didn't have a storm watch team.
This is true.
And no slush of the wet shoe.
but at least you escaped the winter weather.
Yes.
And you know, we wish you all the best down in Florida, and welcome you aboard our team as our Florida Bureau Chief. We'll be talking to you again in the future, within the next month or so, once you get firmly settled down there. I want to wish you a safe trip down there today.
So find all the good shopping and all the good restaurants wherever you're going.
Right,
we're going to ask you.
We're going to ask you in a couple of months what your picks are in Orlando. So you have some work, you know, places
work
to find
out for you.
Yes, you have to find out where you can get good white chocolate for us. Is that a deal?
I will do that, and I'll
you
tell
have to
you
send them to Mary.
One of the things I'm most excited about is that the largest outlet shopping mall in America is in Orlando.
Yeehaw.
So you'll have to check.
All set.
So you're all set. White chocolate and shopping malls.
There you go. Look, it was a pleasure talking to you all today, and I look forward to doing it again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank
and
you
also
very
want
much.
To thank Sandy Mucci from the Lakes Region Association for introducing us to that beautiful area. Sort of a lot of Montrealers don't know much about the Lakes Region, but it's...
I certainly hope they all take some time and come on down and visit us, because it is a beautiful area.
Right. I know. I enjoyed it. I would like to come down in maybe better season than wintertime, but I could I could see that, you know, the hotels and the restaurants were great, and the museums that we visited and the shopping, so we got a good feel and just know that we'll be just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your program, and come see us anytime.
Right.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And those numbers again are... for New Hampshire tourism in general, 1-800-FUN-NH. The website, www.visitnh.gov. And the Lakes Region, 1-800-60-LAKES. Website, http://lakesregion.org as well.
So here we go again. We're going down to one of our favorite destinations, Salisbury Beach.
Yep, Salisbury Beach, Newburyport, Amesbury.
Yeah, lucky dogs.
And we passed.
Get a job, eh? Yeah, lucky dogs.
Well, it is our job. Montreal's only English language travel show. We have to research these destinations.
Yeah, right.
Going to check out that white chocolate.
Yeah, now we know where to stop off. We'll stop off. And
next
it.
Week, next week's pretty great. Not a driving destination.
Next week. Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV down in Winston-Salem, and Montreal's own Liam Daly, Montreal's favorite Irishman from CF Cable 9. They both went to the Emerald Isle to discover their roots and explore the destination this past June. So they'll be with us next week.
And if you've got a suggestion, because someone did want to know about Ireland. And,
right.
And so there
That's
we are,
sure.
hot on the trail
right,
there.
Right, hot on the trail. We're
so
following up on those story ideas.
If you've got suggestions, please let Stephen know. 626-3138 is the fax number.
Right, and the email, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, @reporters.net.
And love to say hello to all of our friends of the show over at Adorable Junior Garments, and Cynthia Chan and Marilyn Moyer and so on. So love to have you on board, and the theme song plays once again. Even though we go out and we go to our favorite destinations such as the beach, definitely one of our favorite parts of the trip is coming home to Canada's greatest city.
Montreal.
Thank you for listening to Travel World. This is Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Have a great week. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Saturday from noon to 1 for Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC Information Radio in Montreal.
And we've got the computer show coming hot off the news. Stay listening.
J'ai besoin de cette lumière.